And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of May, 2025. It's the birthday of Oscar Horta, born on this day in 1974. Oscar Horta Alvarez is a Spanish animal rights activist and moral philosopher who is a professor in the Department of Philosophy and Anthropology at the University of Santiago de Compostela and one of the co-founders of the nonprofit organization Animal Ethics. Horta is known for his work in animal ethics, especially around the problem of wild animal suffering. He has also worked on the concept of speciesism and on the clarification of the arguments for the moral consideration of non-human animals. In 2022, Horta published his first book in English, Making a Stand for Animals. The publication of Animal Oppression and Human Violence, Domestication, Capitalism, and Global Conflict by David Niebert was on this day in 2013. Jared Diamond and other leading scholars have argued that the domestication of animals for food, labor, and tools of war has advanced the development of human society. But by comparing practices of animal exploitation for food and resources in different societies over time, David Niebert reaches a strikingly different conclusion. He finds in the domestication of animals, which he renames domestication, a perversion of human ethics, the development of large-scale acts of violence, disastrous patterns of destruction, and growth-curbing epidemics of infectious disease. Beginning with the pastoral societies of the Eurasian steppe and continuing through to the exportation of Western meat-centered eating habits throughout today's world, Niebert connects the domestication of animals to violence, invasion, extermination, displacement, enslavement, repression, pandemic chronic disease, and hunger. In his view, conquest and subjugation were the results of the need to appropriate land and water to maintain large groups of animals, and the gross amassing of military power has its roots in the economic benefits of the exploitation, exchange, and sale of animals. Deadly zoonotic diseases, Niebert shows, have accompanied violent developments throughout history, laying waste to whole cities, societies, and civilizations. Niebert suggests reforms that challenge the legitimacy of both domestication and capitalism. The publication of Our Symphony with Animals on Health, Empathy, and Our Shared Destinies by Aisha Akhtar was on this day in 2019. Our Symphony with Animals is the first book by a physician to show that humans and animals have a shared destiny. Our well-being is deeply entwined. Dr. Akhtar reveals how empathy for animals is the next step in our species' moral evolution and a vital component for human health. When we include animals in our circle of empathy, we not only liberate animals, we also liberate ourselves. Interwoven is Dr. Akhtar's own story, an immigrant who was bullied in school and abused by her uncle. Feeling abandoned by humanity, it was only when she met Sylvester, a dog who had also been abused, that she found the strength to sound the alarm for them both. Humans are neurologically designed to empathize with animals. Violence against animals goes against our nature. And here's a thought experiment for today from Oscar Horta's book, Making a Stand for Animals. Imagine that you live in a world in which there are many red buttons all around. These buttons are everywhere, and they can be pressed by anyone at any time. Each time you press one, two things happen. An animal or several animals suffers terribly and dies. And you feel a pleasurable sensation. Imagine that most people push these buttons quite often. In fact, many people push them several times a day. Imagine that you too have pressed them many times and have done so for as long as you can remember, even though you know there are some who refuse to do so. It turns out that it's possible to get a similar sensation to the one you obtain by pushing the red buttons by pushing blue buttons instead. These, when pressed, cause a pleasurable sensation very similar to that caused by the red buttons, but they do not cause any animals to suffer or die. However, those who press the red buttons say that the sensation caused by the blue ones, although pleasant, is not really the same as the one produced by the red buttons. What can we make of a situation like this? Would it be okay to push the red buttons? A thought experiment from Oscar Horta's book, Making a Stand for Animals. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that violence against animals goes against our nature.